Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you in your small business, if you're starting, running, or growing your small business. Hopefully you're growing. What Rick Pinion has told us over the years, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. So I hope you're growing. And don't forget to check out all the things we have there at the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It takes you to lots and lots of other parts of our website, including the blog, including the knowledge base. You can launch that off right off of there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and our poll question. Every week we have a different poll question on the homepage. So check it out. Answer the question, please. Give us your answer. We want to know what you think about a number of different topics. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Cliff Inico is with us, folks. Attorney Cliff Inico is someone who's helping small business owners all over the country to get their legal house in order, especially with regard to eBay. That's what his books are about. Cliff, one of the things you want to report to us today is about something that we haven't talked about before, and that is some new legal entities that are being considered. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, there's some the last 15 years, things have been pretty quiet. You either have a corporation or you have an LLC or you have an S-Corp, and that hasn't changed in a really long time.
These are entities, folks, that become their own entity, a legal entity,
right?
As opposed to a partnership or a sole proprietorship, which
right.
is still
goal
tied
here is
to the
you're
person.
You're trying to limit your liability here. If someone sues you, you want the damage to be limited to your business assets, not your
right.
If the purpose is to keep your personal assets safe from attack by your business creditors.
Put up a corporate veil.
That's it. Exactly.
Right.
Putting a wall up between your business life and your personal
right.
life. Think of it that way. It's
so
nice
there
way to think of it.
Now a few years ago, maybe 15 years ago, the limited liability company came out, and that was kind of a new entity, for first one in a long time. The S-Corp was just before that, many years before that. So now we're talking about new ones.
Yeah, we're talking about, let's talk about LLCs, because the biggest new development is something called the serial LLC, as in serial killer.
Yeah.
no relation.
As opposed to Raisin Bran, right?
Yeah, and this is one actually I kind of support, because a big question that I get is, Cliff, I'm doing like three or four different businesses. I'd like to be able to do them in one entity rather than having four LLCs, you know, running around that I have to keep track of and file tax returns for. You know, is there any way that I can do it? And it's been kind of a difficult answer. But this serial LLC is designed to solve that problem. With a serial LLC, it's one LLC. You set it up, but you can set up separate, I call them tranches of mm-hmm. ownership interest. So, for example, you can have like a Class A membership interest, which is your rental property or something like that. Then you can have a Class B membership interest, which is your selling on eBay. You can actually have different classes of LLC membership interest that are tied to specific businesses.
But why would you need that? Why not just put all that into... Is this for accounting purposes? What's the reason?
No, it's for liability protection. Because right now, if you put every three or four businesses into one LLC and that LLC gets sued, it affects all of the businesses. See,
so if you have one business and you have real estate and eBay and maybe a traditional Main Street business
right.
in there, if one of them gets sued, that takes everybody down.
Right.
Perhaps.
If an eBay buyer sues you, you lose your apartment building.
Right.
You know, that could be a tax. So the idea of the serial LLC is that wouldn't happen. You know, each business would have its own tranche of LLC interest.
Huh.
And if it were ever to be sued, only that tranche gets affected.
So basically it's putting up multiple sector kind of veils.
Bingo. That's it. So if a tenant in your apartment building has mold on his ceiling and is getting sick, he can only sue the tranche that owns the apartment building. He can't touch the tranches that own the eBay
but
business
this is not
whatever
a,
else you're doing.
These are not federal things. These are state adoptions, aren't they?
They've been right now. They're not everywhere. They've only been adopted in 9 states so far, but including some pretty big states, Illinois and Texas.
But I remember when LLCs came along back in the 90s, and it happened exactly the same way with LLCs. Now they're basically in every state.
Yeah, now they're in every state. So this is going to happen. I've been here in the Northeast, we've got three states that are looking at these things. So it's only a matter of time before there are these in every state. So
very interesting. So folks, more and more small businesses have that situation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and when, in fact, I have different entities. I might actually look into that because I have real estate. I have my publishing business. I have my broadcast business, et cetera, et cetera.
For guys like us, this is ideal because we do so many different things.
Yeah.
But we don't want to have the hassle of having separate entities for each one of these things and pay. In some states like Connecticut, where I live,
right,
we have to pay taxes on LLCs every year, as we call our business entity tax. You know, why pay four business entity taxes every year when you only have to pay one?
That makes a lot of sense.
So it does. It really does. Actually, this is one I actually support. The other big development is kind of interesting, and this is kind of only in its infancy right now. You know, historically, there has always been a very clear, bright line difference between for-profit entities and non-profit entities.
Right.
You know, you're either a for-profit corporation or you're a non-profit. It's hard to make a mistake there. If you're a non-profit, of course, you have to register with the IRS, get tax-exempt status, and do all that. Well, there's a movement afoot in many states to try to blur that distinction a little bit, to create companies, either corporations or LLCs, that have a primarily non-profit purpose, but that can distribute some of its profit to its owners.
Sort of a hybrid nonprofit.
Kind of a hybrid nonprofit. There are two names for these that I've seen. There's something called a low profit LLC.
Low profit? How about that?
Yeah. Now, of course, that would probably include maybe 99% of
somebody
all the
asked me
that
once
have been
if
created
I was,
to date. But,
Cliff, somebody asked me if I was a nonprofit. I said, well, I don't intend to be.
Yeah,
What's the name of the other one?
The other one is called a public benefit corporation.
A low profit is one, a public benefit.
A low profit LLC, and then is a public benefit corporation.
Interesting. So, folks, talk to your attorney. Find out if these are available in your state. See if they fit in your situation. Cliff Inico and I have got another topic to talk about after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.